108th Tennessee General Assembly was especially challenging. The group has become increasingly partisan and therefore polarized, which requires a lot of patience and tenacity on everyone's part. ACLU works on both sides of the aisles, and we were, in fact, successful in embracing those opportunities to pursue and promote civil liberties. Unfortunately, we did see, toward the end of the session, some very dangerous legislation passed and then signed by the governor. And that's most recently what we're referring to as the Pregnancy Criminalization Act, which would actually criminalize pregnant women who have substance abuse issues, and instead of ensuring access to comprehensive substance abuse treatment, threaten them with prison. That was a very dangerous and disturbing act on the part of not only the legislature and the governor. In addition, our legislature this year passed the Religious Viewpoints Anti-Discrimination Act, also signed by the governor. And while it purportedly prevents discrimination against students expressing religious viewpoints, it actually crosses the line from protecting religious freedom into creating systemic imposition of some students' personal religious viewpoints on other students, because in an attempt to skirt the U.S. Supreme Court decisions, it creates what they call a limited public forum, inviting students to participate in sharing their opinion. But in fact, once a public school allows students to promote during school-sponsored activities their religious beliefs, they are diluting and jeopardizing religious freedom for all. So it's going to create, we believe, chaos and confusion in the public schools, as all of us want to support and ensure religious freedom for all religious groups, both in the majority and minority. Once again, our legislature was not willing to move forward in terms of promoting and protecting LGBT students, and we continue to try to pass legislation that would create a comprehensive policy around bullying so that public school students, in fact, recognize, and public schools recognize, that bullying is not acceptable and is dangerous, and that there are certain communities, including the LGBT community, that are often targeted in these situations. And so our attempts, working with coalition partners, to pass a comprehensive policy that enumerates specific groups, including individuals from the LGBT community, did not move forward, and we will continue to work in that area. At the same time, we were excited to work with legislators on both sides of the aisle to protect privacy as it relates to data collection and to ensure that cell phone tracking and determining the location of one's cell phone could only be retrieved by law enforcement if there was a warrant that had been issued, obviously except for situations where there are safety and security concerns. So it's exciting to recognize that on both sides of the aisle, legislators recognize and support the privacy rights and guarantees that all Tennesseans not only deserve but want. We also are hoping to move forward next year, which we did not succeed in doing this year, though we had wonderful partners with the Beacon Institute and some legislators, wanting to move forward to stop what we call policing for profit, the fact that across this state, law enforcement is engaged in selectively targeting individuals and seizing their property without arrests and or convictions. And so again, this overreach by government and targeting of certain individuals traveling the roads, be them highways or local roads, where they are stopped and then their property seized, be it a computer, a car, cash, with the belief by some law enforcement that in fact these properties have been used in drug trafficking, where there is no evidence and in fact no follow-up with an arrest or trial or conviction, quite disturbing and really not the best way to pursue fairness and equal treatment and equal protection for all people. So when we look at this legislative session, we say, there are some great successes in terms of moving forward and protecting individuals from government overreach around tracking, electronic tracking. There are some concerns around legislation passed that jeopardize religious freedom, and certainly the legislation recently signed that singles out pregnant women and targets them for arrests and jail without recognizing what they need most to preserve their families and promote healthy outcomes of pregnancy, our access to comprehensive treatment programs, which we don't have enough of in Tennessee. At the same time, we should also, Tennesseans and our legislature, should celebrate the fact that we did not move forward on a very dangerous bill that was pending that would have allowed individuals, businesses, and organizations to actually use religion to discriminate against the LGBT community and others by refusing to provide services or goods. And that's a bill that was moving it through the legislature, through a committee, and in mid-February it became very clear to the sponsors that this legislation was not only not necessary, but also would not ensure that people were treated equally and fairly and respectfully. And Tennessee legislature knew not to move forward, and just a week later the Arizona legislature passed this very similar type of legislation, egregious, dangerous, and the national outcry was very strong, and their governor chose, which we applaud her for, to veto that bill. But most importantly, our legislature recognized, and I hope they will continue to, rather than treat certain classes of people differently and unfairly, our legislature needs to move forward to ensure that all Tennesseans, regardless of their race, religion, sexual orientation, gender identity, need to be and should be treated fairly and respectfully. And that is the lesson I hope our legislature will be moving toward embracing, and certainly ACLU of Tennessee is committed as we move forward to the next legislative session to bring members of both sides of the aisle to the place where they recognize that equality and justice is for all and not just segmented populations in Tennessee.